Smoking Burnout Smoke Shop.
Your friendly neighborhood Smoking Burnouts are here to provide the best vape or smoke experience at the best price. Smoking Burnout supports local glassmakers and offers all the Deltas, Kratom, and so much more. Check them out at smokingburnouts.com. Sign up for their email list and save 20% every month. Visit online now to save 20% in-store at their five locations, including the newest spot at North 183 by the Dollhouse.
101X, Morning X with Jason, Dick, and friends, except Jason is out, take another sick day. Get well, my friend. But in the meantime, Nick and Emily, along with our intern Riley here, are all going to push on and persevere. And it's a big day for me, for Nick Haida, because we got the keys to the new place.
Woo!
Well, we're moving on.
Yes. Moving slightly more east from my beloved Mueller neighborhood. Mm-hmm. And but yeah, we got the keys yesterday. And now I have a question for everybody is, where do you buy everything?
Where do you buy everything?
Everything. I need everything. I have all I have is bedroom stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I'm moving in with Jason's old roommate, White Ranger Gil. And his girlfriend, Kung Fu Katie, Gil is being kicked out of Jason's house, so Bumbly can move in there. So me and Gil are teaming up our powers combined, mm-hmm. afforded our own place. There.
I'm proud of you, Nick. Although I am sad that you're going to be living a little further away from me. I've only picked you up once, but I mean, now it'll be even further.
Yeah.
No more Mueller.
Yeah, it's like I lived with what I call my Mueller room lord, half mm-hmm. roommate, half room lord, and he just had everything. He's one of those nice people that likes to adopt strays, and he gave me a place. And so, and Gil and Katie have been really awesome about like taking the reins of, you know, setting up all the utilities and electricity and stuff. And I keep telling them, like, hey, I can do stuff too. So I think I'm going to splurge and mm-hmm. use all of my my radio money to buy a big-ass TV.
Yeah.
I know Amazon Prime Day is coming up.
Ooh. It's kind of a scam sometimes.
See, I was going to say, that's my thing. I've heard it's a scam because they put the crappy TVs on sale. So
I would
don't
not
buy,
do that. I would not do that.
Unless they're an advertiser. And then Amazon Prime Day, it's coming up. Buy everything. But so yeah, so I'll probably just go to, I don't know where you go get a TV and just get a big 60-inch.
I'm a big Best Buy person. Best Buy actually has some like comparable prices to mm-hmm. Amazon. So I would definitely look up.
Yeah, they're handling couches. I might get a chair or something. But like mm-hmm. as far as I know, we need all the plates and everything, silverware.
Yeah.
See, the easy answer is IKEA. Mm-hmm. The correct answer is Facebook Marketplace.
See,
but for plates, I don't think.
For plates, well, you can make do with any plates you can find. You just wash them real good before you use them, and then you're good to go.
You know what? Years ago, my brother got me. They are actual, like, porcelain, whatever plates, but they look like just the paper plates, the cheap paper plates.
Why?
Because he knows me. He knows my sense of humor, my sense of style. I was like, that's perfect. And those have got to be
classy but trashy.
They also had like actual red Solo cups that were real cups, but they looked like red Solo cups. I was like, hell yeah.
Wow.
Hell yeah.
Okay. I remember that transition between Facebook Marketplace furniture. Still love it. Still love Facebook Marketplace furniture. But over the pandemic, I decided, hey, why don't I spend some of my savings and get myself a matching dresser and mm-hmm. end tables. Ooh. So I am officially an adult. I have a matching dresser with end tables.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
I think I'm gonna have to do some of that stuff. Like I said, I've got a bed, but all of my furniture, if you want to call it, it's all Target.
Yeah.
It's all a Target. It's designed for dorm rooms.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I'm going to have to grow up. But so, yeah, so you're saying Facebook Marketplace, Riley?
Facebook Marketplace is the way to go, especially if you're working on a budget. I know. That's what I have to do every time.
Oh, I have radio works. Money now. Okay. I'm good.
Radio
I'm good.
Money. I know that nowadays it's kind of hard to get a couch because of COVID stuff.
Yeah.
So, if you want to get a couch, you need to hop on that. As soon as possible.
You must be rich.
Couch, yeah, right. Two fold-out chairs and a stool. Like Beautiful Academy. That's what we're going to do.
A blow-up mattress.
Yeah, if anybody has tips for me on where to buy stuff, the deals, TVs of that nature, let me know at 101X Morning X. We'll discuss more after Nirvana. It's a new one. Lithium. It's not. It's old. 101X Morning X with Jason, Dick, and friends, except Jason, his spirit is weak with sickness. And so he is out. We are in Nick and Emily, and we were talking about how I have the keys to my new place. It's official, and now I have to buy all new things,
mm-hmm.
kitchen stuff, TV for the living room,
because
I don't have any of that. Listeners have responded at 101X Morning X. Lots of people telling me to go do stuff. Zach and Ebronfels tweets at 101X Morning X. I'm trying to buy a new couch. You want mine? Folds out into a bed. Otherwise, meet me at Living Spaces this weekend. They've got some good stuff. First of all, Zach, I'm moving in with White Ranger Gil, Jason's old roommate, and his girlfriend, Kung Fu Katie, because they're getting kicked out because Bumbleina is moving to Jason's house on Athlone's Hill. We all follow that, right? Yeah.
Point is,
Kung Fu Katie is she does stuff with home design and is trying to be a decorator. She said that she picks all the furniture, so I can't pick anything.
Yeah, but no, she'll do a good job. I trust her over you.
I saw some pictures she sent me of prospective couches, and they were all super hip and trendy. One was yellow. I was like, hell,
I have a yellow couch.
I even thought of a yellow couch. I don't know which one she got.
I have a yellow futon. I love it. Go for the yellow couch.
Good. But Zach, folds out into a bed. No.
No?
No. Those things are heavy AF. I don't care if we're not going up.
All right, you're not going upstairs, though, right? It's just...
No, I'm just not. That's too heavy. Don't do that. Mr. C tweets in how he literally just moved in a few weeks ago with nothing. Go to Home Goods for pots and pans, a little cheaper than Target. And then he agreed with our intern Riley, who said Facebook Marketplace got a good price on a 75-inch TV at Best Buy. Emily, I don't know if you know about Jason and his 100-inch TV that he got when he moved to Affluence Hill.
No, I don't. I haven't seen it yet.
Well, spoiler alert, it's not 100 inches. But that was his thing when he moved in. He wanted a 100-inch TV, and this was a couple years ago where they were still like five figures to get a good one. Even if you went to Costco, it was still like $14,000. And so he settled on an 88-inch one, and I was like, dude, go with the 100, because every time you look at that, you're going to be like, it's not 100 inches. It's not 100 inches.
Yeah.
And that's, yeah, so... I'd be happy with, what was I say, 75 inches, although I'm tempted to just spend ridiculously to get a 100-inch TV so that Jason can have one.
Yeah, that seemed like you were...
just to rub it in his face.
Yeah, rub it in his face. Say, I have a 100-inch TV. What do you have, 88 inches?
Mm-hmm.
Typical.
But here's my problem. I know the answer is just to go to all of these stores. Lots of people are tweeting in different stores, Costco, Sam's as well, other suggestions. I just don't want to go shopping. And part of it is just because I know that I'm going to spend all this money, even though it's buying things that I need, plates, dinnerware, pots, pans, all that stuff is valuable things. I just don't want to go shopping.
Ah, see, Nick, that's my favorite part. I've gotten myself into trouble. oh, you're going to hate this. There have been two different men in my lives who I have seen, and I have seen through them moving, and they've asked me to help them move, and I've... done the deed and gone shopping with them and made the lists and helped them move.
You're making this sound very sexual. I don't know if this is like relationship guys. And...
No. Okay. But the point is I've helped many a men move, you know, basically being their go-to mom without them dating me.
And, okay.
Yeah, I help them. I don't buy their stuff, but I help them pick out everything.
You're talking about going and buying and shopping. And
yeah,
I'm the one
that makes the list. I'm like, you have to have this many plates.
When
this
you
many,
say
da-da-da.
Help them move, I'm like, if you want to strap a couch to your back, Emily, let's do it. Put on the weight belt.
No, like help them shopping move because I love doing it.
That's what I need. I promise you I have lots of female friends out there, and not that it's just related to females. Now we're doing thinking too much about it, but I was like surely somebody wants to go shopping with me and we'll just be shopping buddies. I need to go get all new clothes. I have no obnoxiously pink short shorts for summertime. I know you got to show some thigh, guys.
You do. So it seems like you need somebody like who could be basically like a mom, like a step-in mom.
Hot aunt? Can I get hot aunt?
Ooh, hot
mom
aunt.
Sound weird. Hot aunt's aunt weird as well. You know, how about just platonic female friend who wants to go shopping? That's what I need.
You gotta at least buy him dinner or something, even if it's platonic.
It's 2021. We can split the check. We can split the check. That's how you do it. Be empowered.
What?
All right, fine. I'll pencil you in, shopping buddies. Yeah. I'll also pencil you in for some Cypress Hill tickets. We're going to give those out coming up just a little bit. Cypress Hill, stay tuned. 101X, Morning X with Jason, Dick, and friends, except Jason's out, Nick and Emily are in, and that's why we're playing Are You Smarter Than Emily?
Not only am I smarter than you, I am smarter than every person that you know.
My brain is awash with theorems and profundity and abstractions.
I'm not an idiot, Woodhouse, unlike some people around here.
I'm a college man!
You're stupid. All right, Emily, go in the hallway. Get out of here. Let's see. We've got a contestant lined up. They're going to be playing for Cypress Hill tickets, and it looks like we have Jason?
Yes, sir.
Jason.
All right. This would have been a fun Jason v. Jason, but instead it's Jason v. Emily. And... You know how this works. You're going to pick your trivia topic. You're going to answer questions from it. And if you get more right than Emily, you will win the tickets. And your choices today are famous cliche sayings, know your rights, which is all about the Bill of Rights, or famous invasions. And Jason, you'd be doing me a huge favor if you took this cliches one out. But your choice, man. What do you want?
No, I prefer famous invasions, actually.
All right, cliches it is. Good job. Thanks for helping me out. Always Jason helping me out. All right, famous invasions. World War II is generally considered to have begun on September 1st, 1939, when Nazi Germany invaded what neighboring country?
That would be Belgium, I believe.
Poland.
Poland.
Poland is what we're looking for. Let's see. What ancient empire invaded Sparta in 400 BC? Or excuse me, 490 BC?
That would be the Ottoman Empire.
I got Persia, which Ottoman was Turkey.
Persia was part of the Ottoman Empire, yeah.
Okay, well, I don't know what to do with that. I'll tell you what, we'll give you half credit. We'll see if Emily does it. If she gets Persia, I'm giving her credit for it. But to get on the board, the War of 1812 began when the U.S. invaded what neighboring country? The War of 1812 began when the U.S. invaded what neighboring country? It originally just said Western.
Canada?
Canada is correct. But I changed it to neighboring to get you on the board. Hold on, Jason. We'll see if one's good enough. We're going to get Emily back in here. She did earlier, in the earlier Smarter Than. I already forget what it was, but... Oh, famous inventions. And yeah, I don't know if Emily paid attention in history, so this might bite her in the ass. But our man Jason, he chose famous invasions.
Invasions?
Invasions.
So we had inventions, and now we have invasions.
Yep, that's right. Is it clear that I'm just going in alphabetical order on these trivias?
Yeah, it is. You're doing it to hurt me.
Tune in tomorrow morning, 6:55, for famous insects. But you just got to get...
Incest.
You got to get one to tie. You only got one correct, so one to tie, two to win.
Okay.
I think you can do it, despite what I said earlier.
We'll see. I haven't taken a history class in a hot second.
Yeah. World War II is generally considered to have begun on September 1st, 1939, when Nazi Germany invaded what neighboring country? What country did Nazi Germany invade to kick off World War II?
Poland?
That is correct.
Yes! Cool, cool.
What ancient empire invaded Sparta in 490 BC?
What ancient empire invaded Sparta?
Yeah.
This is Sparta. Ancient empire invaded Sparta. We're going to go with ancient empire. God, is it Rome? Is that an answer?
That is an answer.
It's a wrong
Persia.
One.
Persia. You were right there. You had the movie. You quoted the movie Xerxes from Persia, the Persians.
Yeah.
All right. That's fine. Jason said Turkey and then tried to tell me that's Turkey's a part of Persia. But no, that's fine.
Okay. I admitted Rome was.
I'm going to say you're tied up 1-1 for the tiebreaker to win.
Okay.
The War of 1812 began when the U.S. invaded what neighboring country?
The War of 1812.
Yep. Began when the U.S. invaded what neighboring country?
Neighboring country? I mean, Mexico?
50-50 and Canada. Yeah.
Canada.
Yeah. All right, which that means we have a tie.
Okay.
Disaster time.
Disaster time.
Jason, we're going to do a tiebreaker.
Oh, Jason.
Yeah, it's Jason you're competing against. Not that Jason. Different Jason.
Gotcha. Jason.
That's not.
Jason.
It was just a.
Jason.
Oh.
Not a.
Jason.
Just a.
Jason.
Okay, that's enough. Now who's.
We got to stop f***ing around here, okay?
Okay.
All right. The War of 1812 ended in what year? The War of 1812 ended in what year? Emily, you're going to write down your answer. Jason, you can just tell me. The War of 1812 ended in what year? Jason.
I'll go with 1816.
All right. Emily?
Okay, I'm going to say...
Don't say 1816, by the way, just that's how this works.
I didn't.
Okay, good.
I didn't. The War of 1812 ended on 18... I said 70.
1870? A 58-year war against Canada?
The Canadians have it out for us.
All right. It was 1815. So congratulations, Jason. You're going to go see Cypress Hill, Whitewater Amphitheater, Sunday, August 8th. We will have more tickets for Cypress Hill to give out tomorrow, hopefully with Jason Dick in studio. But if not, Nick and Emily still here.
Yeah. Challenge me again. I'll win one.
The Morning X, 6 to 10. Alternative rock all day.